used to star on Rise FM Lines, Tyler, doing amazing things. This is your hottest frequency here, the place of the rising sun. Now, out at the Durban Exhibition Center, we're calling it the Africa's Travel Indaba at Inkosi Albert Luthuli, ICC Durban. Joining us on Rise FM Lunch will be Uneo Potwana, sharing a bit more detail as to what is transpiring, what is happening, what the day has been unfolding with. Neo, you must be like a gold mine, you know, with the insight, education, information, everything loading into your system right now.
Hey,
winner.
I'm telling you. It's the mecca of travelers and all peoples of the world here. See, I just recently now, before coming on air, spoken to the Khoi sons that are presented here as cultural groups that are in South Africa. Right now, I'm standing in front of Itafula Lamandebele. And it's just a beautiful rainbow nation here in terms of the groups and people groups that are represented. We're going to go deep into Mpumalanga today on this update brought to you by the Mpumalanga Tourism Parks Agency. Sizoyakumasipala wasethembisile hani local municipality. And I've got the MM who is standing in front of me here to chat to us. Mnumzana Dumisani Mahlangu. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things, including the projects that they are currently undergoing in partnership with Mr. Snepi Ntswane, who's also here from the Thembisile Local Municipality Tourism Organization. Gentlemen, good day. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you very much, Neo. Let's greet the listeners of Rise FM.
Mr. Ntswane.
Good day, listeners.
It's been tiring for somebody that's been working on it even prior to this until this day. How has it been, MM, since Monday you've been working on it?
Yeah, no, look, the team arrived on Sunday. Of course, the work didn't start on Sunday. Work started last year when we left. It's our second year running. Yeah. We were attending the Indaba, working with a tourism organization, which is referred to as Thembisile Hani Local Tourism Organization. So, of course, the part of the services are outsourced through the Department of Tourism.
Yeah.
And it's when what you would therefore have to do as a municipality is ensure that you do purchase a stand or a working area, as we have done. So we just make sure that the arts and so on is properly put up, so we do not come here and have nasty surprises. So we're here with SMMEs. We did our setup on Monday, and yesterday being a Tuesday, that's when the actual work commenced, whereby we're able to be here, exhibit, display, and so on. It's part of the work which we have to do. Early mornings, late nights, engagements throughout. There are stakeholders, key meetings which you also participate in, whereby we're able to build and strengthen all the relationships which you have with the people which are here. I mean, South Africans are here, Africans are here, the international community is equally here.
Indeed. There's a media contingency that's just walking away from your stall here for somebody that is not here.
Yeah.
Tell them, why are these people here? They're here to see something that's unique that is not in any of these other stalls.
Of course, cultural tourism. We are from Thembisile Hani, local municipality. The majority of the people which we have are Ole people.
Yeah.
Not to say there is no other ethnic groups which are there, but the majority, if you are from Morocco, if you are from Thembisile, those are the people which you would have occupying the greater part of our geographical spread.
Yeah.
So what you have here and part of what they see, what is attracting them, is a partnership which the municipality has with the doctor, Unosinki, Mahlangu, Simbizo Koko Nosink, who is an Order of Ikhamanga recipient, bestowed by the President of the Republic last year. So we have entered into an MOU with her, and as you can see, she's here displaying, showcasing part of the work which she does, beads, artwork, crafts, and so on.
Ezinzileko means meaningful outcomes for the public. And such is an organization, any sebenzisana naye. Mr. Ntswane, talk to us about the partnership we have with the municipality and what it would mean now in 10 rands and cents here.
The partnership that we have with the municipality, I think it's a very good one. and it make us to reach the higher note in terms of the market. And we are also leading the SMME that you can even see them in the stall that are beneficiary based on the relationship that we have with the municipality. Then that make us to have an MOU with the municipality as a private sector, that it making us to be more visible on the market and marketing the municipality and also marketing businesses that are around the area of Themiscira municipality.
It has to mean more to a lot of families, not just the Mathango family or the Mguni family. Talk to us about some projects that are a greater scale to benefit the community of the Themiscira municipality. You spoke of, before we came on air, a wine farm. Talk to us about that project.
Yeah, just right on the right-hand side of you, there's a couple of bottles, wine bottles, which are mainly just for display purposes. Okay. You'd remember we had what was referred to as a lobsprayed wine farm. During the transition from the old government to the new one, it was in existence. With time, things didn't go so well from a governance perspective. But we're able to get around that. And what we currently have, with working with the Ndebele Kingdom, working with a private entity which has got a lease agreement with Mpumalanga Economic Growth Agency. So we've entered into that lease whereby that wine farm is going to be revitalized. That means, and it's very exciting for us, it means we do not have to go to other provinces, a certain town somewhere, just to go and see my wine farm, where you can go and do wine tasting, buy wine, and so on. That's going to be available right within the Themiscira-Hani local municipality. You can understand the spin-offs, economic spin-offs. And with more money coming into the municipality would mean more economic growth. You are able to create jobs. You are able to reduce poverty. You are able to deal with inequality. So the lives of our people are going to change, of course. And what we're also looking at is partnerships whereby SMMEs in terms of your farmers can be brought on board and be taught more about the trade of farming wine.
The success of these partnerships has to be seen working, of course, because when you have private and public partnerships, these are things that in the public eye, they have to be seen to be working. Not only seem to be working, but they have to work as well. Talk to us about the partnerships that you've formed here. There's a lot of people that have had meetings planned for this particular engagement before we let you go, but what it will mean, of course, in the near future for the Themiscira-Hani local municipality, the partnerships formed here.
The target is one. Thank you very much. The target is one, is to have an influx of people into the municipality. That's the main target. That's the main objective of tourism. We do have BNPs, lodges, and so on. But they cannot stand shallow, fallow as white elephants. You need to have people, and need to show people with Mabazile what it is that they can be exposed to. We spoke about Lobspreet. There is a Khotwana cultural village where you are able to learn about the history of the Ndebele people, their evolution up until where we are now. So those are mainly the engagements which we have been targeting. Yesterday, we were with the Lesotho Development Corporation. The CEO was here. Namhlanje ekuseni, I was able to engage with City of Joburg. There were journalists which were coming from Germany, which were saying we've got an interest in cultural tourism.
They've seen it.
They've seen it here. They are here. They're able to see it. I'm not saying we are a Mahlangu municipality or anything like that.
She's one of many that they are.
Yeah, of course. I want Baga Mahlangu, family Nkulu, family Sebukhosini, you know.
Yes,
but there are Boskosana, Bomtsweni, Omasombuka, and so on. Even Nabomnguni, and even Peris, Amtongas, and so on. Yeah. Those people are all in Themiscira. Yeah, so the objective is one, let's get the people into the municipality, bringing money into the municipality so money can revolve around the municipality. And that way, Themiscira is going to grow to even greater heights. Thank you, Neo.
Municipality mayor of the Themiscira, manager, sorry. Sesiak upgrade. We're giving you a new position in Durban. That was the municipal manager of the Themiscira-Hani local municipality, Mnumzane Tumisani Mahlangu. Besambisana again with the partnership they have with the Themiscira-Hani local municipality tourism organization. And Mr. Snepi Ntswane was chatting to us. Gentlemen, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you very much.
much.
As we go back to the studio, this is the last one from us here today at the Durban exhibition. Thank you so much to you listening at home. All we are saying is the visit in Mpumalanga. It may not only be for the people that are here, but also domestic tourists. There are people who are from Mpumalanga who want to explore what is it that people come to Mpumalanga for. You know, the sad thing about it is that there could be a paradise in your backyard. Yes. But since you are not considering yourself a tourist, you are not considering yourself the target market, you may fall into the shame, unfortunately, of not visiting your own province of Mpumalanga. That's it from us here on the ground at the Durban Exhibition Center. This was another update brought to you by the Mpumalanga Tourism Parks and Agency. That is here at the Africa Travel Indaba. Back to you in studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Neo Potwana. It's been an absolute pleasure crossing over to you. We all
love
cultural tourism. I want to ask you, Agree, you're taking the knowledge that you received there, back home. Please make your bed like you have learned how to make your bed. Agree, they showed you how to.
When I give my kids now lap supper or lunch, I'm going to serve from left and clear from right. Just give them the proper tourism establishment treatment. Yeah, I've learned a lot.
Thank you so much once again. Neo Potwana crossing to us live from Africa's Travel Indaba out in Durban, man. The MTPA taking some tourism businesses, and this includes your tour operators, accommodation establishments. And this is all to showcase the unique attractions and services that are set that sets our province in Mpumalanga apart from the rest. It's a global exposure, real opportunities, local tourism businesses. I mean, this one is a major one. It's iconic. 2025 edition, like Neo said, today is the last time we cross over to him, but the event goes on until tomorrow. It's from the 12th of May until the 15th of May.